is like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Yay! Monday!
Happy Monday! Mike Pichetti's in the house.
Monday. November 5th, right?
I believe so. Did you win the marathon?
Did you run a marathon?
I'm in fourth.
Yeah, I saw you out there. You know, you're nice. You know, all those Kenyans go right by you. You're like, they need the money.
No, 1 year for you. There's a true story. 1 year, I think they did this on Seinfeld. Some kind of. I never watched Seinfeld like I was supposed to. I watched it once it went in syndication, but I wasn't watching it while it was happening. But anyway, my sister had an apartment on like 78th, 77th, and 2nd. So, and then she was...
Someone's doing well.
And she was living... This is like 10 years ago. She was living with her... She was like with her boyfriend mostly.
Okay.
So, but I would... So I would stay at her apartment. This is when I had my place in New Jersey. And I sometimes I would just... I was just using that to crash.
Sure.
Like Pete Holmes in that classic show, Crash.
Larry's in there,
So I would hang out there. Uh-huh. And then one year the marathon was going, you know.
Right.
And I was there, and I wanted to run. So I would go to Central Park, and I would run, you know.
Sure.
So I went to Central Park. Getting there was like, I remember I had to go like, it was hard to cross Fifth Avenue because that's where that's like the end of the...
Yeah, the marathon.
Plus
that's
the Drunken Irish Parade.
Yeah, that's where, that's like a big,
sure,
it's a big route. So anyway, getting there was a pain in the ass. And then when getting back, I was like... I remember I was like, oh shit, I couldn't go anywhere. It was so hard getting there. I'm like, it's got to be easier getting back. There's got to be a way to cross.
Right.
So then I was like, there was nowhere to cross. So I'm on Fifth Avenue, and you know, it was a pretty good crowd, and there's a pretty lot of people running. So I'm like, I'm already wearing running gear. I'll just run.
Join the marathon.
So that's what I did. I just started running, and but then I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Because they only allowed out in so many spots.
Oh, no.
And then so I'm running, and I'm like, I'm looking to quit.
Trapped into a 12-mile
run.
People
are like, don't give up. Don't give up.
Stop.
You're almost
autism.
You're almost there.
Come on, don't give up.
Did you feel like saying, tank it, shut the fuck up, you Nimrod.
So then I don't know how, I just remember like I finally was like, there was like a place where I'm like, I could just go. There was like closer to my sister's street or whatever. But I was really panicking. I'm like, I don't want to finish this fucking race. And
you won though.
Like, huh?
You just win. You have no number on you.
Yeah.
They're like, they're like all around you. You're like,
poor Kenyans so funny. Chasing
me. Poor Kenyan. They're like, I won't do it. But
you really couldn't go. You couldn't cross Fifth Avenue. Like, the city is shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's no joke.
The whole city, because it starts in Staten Island.
Well,
going through Brooklyn, Queens.
All of us.
I had a girlfriend. We lived in Astoria. She couldn't get to work one time because she just the buses weren't running over to fucking. The M60 over to Triborough. I guess it's the RFK.
In the Essa Marathon.
Yeah.
My wife ran it a couple of times, and I got these VIP tickets to Tavern on the Green, and it was the first year they had like a GPS thing, so you could like go and look and see where they are. So I called her on her cell phone, and I said, "How you doing?" And she goes, "My nipples are bleeding." And I said, "You know,
mine too."
I said, "You tell me." I said, "My Bloody Mary has too much celery seed in it." I was drinking Bloody Marys.
Like, just she must hate you.
Standing around, yeah, she loves
you. That's a good example. And then you're like a.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like four deep. It's 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, this is great. Go ahead.
I just realized Brian from Family Guy.
That's right. That's right. I tell you, it's a rough life. Okay.
What, Brian's a dog?
He's a dog, yeah. And it's a rough life thing.
Oh, yeah.
So what club did you get suspended from for a month?
We just said we weren't
I love this. You're the devil. I love this.
Wait, Mike Pichetti here. We have Bobo on the couch, by the way. Shout out to Hi, Bobo.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, pal? Nice. Thanks for coming out.
You guys here together, or it's just a coincidence? You coordinated this?
No,
Mike?
Dan came in by to hang out, and he knew I was going to be here. He's a great friend.
I got word Mike was going to be here, so I figured I'd be here to support my boy.
That's nice. Do you guys talk regularly?
Yeah.
Talking to the mic, Bobo.
I talk to Mike all the time.
Absolutely. On the phone?
Yeah, text, really.
On the phone, text, Twitter.
What do you talk about?
All the assholes we fucking can't stomach and stuff, you know?
Yeah, but Bobo's not in show business, are you, Bobo?
No, but you don't have to be in show business to deal with assholes.
Who don't you like other than Chip Chipperson?
Yeah.
Oh.
And deal with assholes. What are you, a proctologist?
You deal with that. You deal with neighbors sometimes.
Neighbors.
Yeah,
Mike, you're enraged, right? Aren't you pissed at a lot of people in show business?
Mr. Lewis, I love Louis C.K. You know what? All those dick biters that were his pals when they opened up in the garden, got on his show, can suck a mean dick in my book. Because you know why? Number one, they're all pussies and bullshitters in this fucking thing.
I'm keeping a list for him. I am. I'm keeping a list. John Mulaney,
Judd
Apatow. They were he's a dream killer.
The dream.
He's a homewrecker.
Shut the fuck up, idiot.
Because if you jerk off in front of somebody and then she quit show business, you killed her dream.
Now, first of all, she gave permission, I heard, right? Second of all, that fucking
Some didn't. I think some just didn't say no.
Yeah, and some worked for him, and that's where it gets murky. Where I 100% would have your back on this, but when someone works for you, like if Keith asked me to jerk off, if he was jerking off and he was like, I want you to jerk off, I want you to watch me jerk off, I would be like, all right, I need the $100, so I guess I'll just watch him. He would have killed my dream.
No, but
first of all, you're blind, so Keith has
my hands.
Off
in I'd have to jerk him off, I guess.
Keith has jerked off in front of
you. Has he really?
No, but the thing is, I see what Brian's saying. What he did was not right.
Right.
What I'm trying to make a point is,
sure, please.
No one's disputing that. No one's disputing that. But the piling on because show business is just so pathetic.
They're ballless fucking idiots.
Show business is so as soon as
wishy-washy Lenny.
As soon as Louis got dropped by Three Arts, John Mulaney's like, who's with Three Arts? Is like, I don't stand. He put this whole thing on fucking Twitter. It's like, just shut the fuck up, fucking faggot.
Suck a
dick on Broadway, you fucking homos. The guy's definitely gay. Anybody that dances, prances that much around the stage is definitely gay.
I don't have anything against you.
Sorry.
He's gay, but if he's an asshole, that's another story. You know what I mean?
Well, most gay guys like assholes. Am I right, guy? Hello, Bobo, right?
I don't care what anybody is, but if they're a fucking
Bobo never
idiot.
Laughs, he just itches himself when he,
well,
he says something dumb.
But I have nothing against anybody. If you're an asshole, that's
sure, of course.
Like, who isn't an asshole? Who isn't an asshole?
No, but the thing, when I first...
I'm an asshole. Everybody's an asshole. Yeah, it's just you don't like the guy, but I'm saying, like, the cuckery when Louis got into trouble. You don't have to be a fucking white knight.
No.
Everybody has to be a white knight. Like, oh, I got to make this statement because I don't approve of what Louis did. You were sucking Louis' dick when he was famous.
You know what?
You all sucking his dick and saying how great. I didn't say, I stayed neutral the whole time. I never said, I told Louis when I moved back here, I saw him, the first time I saw him, I go, I'm disgusted by your success. I go, whenever I see an article about you, like another, you won another award, I'm like, I want to fucking hang myself.
And he starts jerking off.
But it was too much. You know what I mean? His success was too much. The guy's a fucking idiot. He's winning any Emmys and fucking Grammys. Did he win a Grammy?
I don't.
He should have.
Like a solo work.
No, but the thing is, what you were saying made a lot of sense because, like, the same people who turned against him were kissing his ass. He put them on the
right,
garden.
Right,
kid, right. Then those pushy bastards in this turned on him. Nobody has any guts in this to tell anybody
to fuck off. Just shut the fuck up.
I don't think it was right for Sarah Silverman to kind of pile on when she was on Howard and for her to be like, oh, he's struck in front of me. And it was just kind of funny, but then Yeah, leave it alone.
She could have easily said, like, you know what, Howard? You know, he's already in way too deep. This is, like, he's not ready. Louis's not equipped for this kind of shit.
No.
Nobody really is. You're not equipped for that kind of success, and then you're not equipped for what's happening now.
No, nobody is. Like, even in 89, when Dice sold the gun.
Like, you can't. No, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, you can't walk down. Dice can walk down the street.
Oh, I'm walking down the street. Oh!
Is he nominated? He's nominated for an Emmy for...
Oh.
Isis, right? I think he still is.
No, it's a grant. No, it's not, it would
Oscar.
Be an Oscar.
I don't know. But even the nominations
it's not,
yet.
Yeah, it's not.
Slow your roll, Mike.
I think I already won.
Yeah, exactly.
What a speech Dice gave.
Oh, dickery dickery duck. This statue looks like my cock. Oh.
What are you? It's a combination of John Travolta.
Hey,
I'm John Travolta.
For nothing, dickery duck. Jackie Dice, not for nothing. So I take hey, he's a great guy. He's good. I have a daughter. I don't acknowledge her. She's a fine.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. If someone's gay, it doesn't matter. I hate the gay patch. Did I tell you my, this is actually a weird story.
Go ahead.
My son, because I was like, gay people must have it a little weird. My son, the other day, out of the blue, he's, how old is he now, 20?
No, he's a boy of seven.
He's six, I think.
Six. Yeah, he's six.
But the other day, he's after school, he goes, Dad, there's two F words, right? And I go, yeah, are there?
It's only one N word.
Well, I'm thinking of one, you know, and then I'm thinking fart. He knows fart. So I go, what's the other one? He goes, I don't want to tell you. I go, no, just tell me. He goes, let me whisper into you. And then he goes, faggot. I'm like,
yeah.
The guy's, he's six.
Yeah, well, it's the
I mean, it's a rough word for a six-year-old to know, but I'm thinking like 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when you really were gay, they could just fucking faggot you to death. Like, faggot.
I haven't heard that word spoken in 25 years.
No, when you hear from your son, it's a big word. It's a strong word. So
no, you haven't.
I'm going to try to be not so homophobic for the next 10 minutes or so. Was he
holding another young boy's hand?
Yeah, with goals on me. it was just like, I was like, how did he, and I think I asked him, where'd you learn that? And he goes, I think he said YouTube, of course, the faggot channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It must be shocking to hear that coming from your son. I mean,
it was. I was shocked. I didn't know what he was going to say. I'm like, what could he possibly? And then I was like, I guess that is the other one.
That was weird. He was like Frenchman. Like what?
No, I thought he was going to. When he said he wanted to wear, like he wouldn't even say it to me. He wouldn't say it out loud. So I was like, I don't know where the fuck he heard it, and then he knew it was that bad that he shouldn't even say it out loud. You know.
Well, I think it's a worse word now than it was 20 years ago. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I used to throw.
No, but I'm saying the homophobia, it's got to be kind of rough if you are gay.
But I think it's bad. I don't think people are homophobic anymore. Like my daughter announced to me 2 years ago when she was nine. She was like, "Daddy, I'm gay. I'm a lesbian." And I was
but you're talking about Park Slope, Dyke Slope, actually.
Yeah, Dyke
Slope.
That's
what they call it. Yeah. So, but I'm saying, like, in regular,
Asians, if you get the
regular
reference.
Places, it's still not great to be gay.
I mean,
as soon as you get money for the bus, you just head for New York.
Yeah.
New Jack City.
Down like fucking Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know how other class of people can get over there, really.
And you can't really hide your gayness.
I'm a faggot. Yeah, come out to the woodshed. I'll beat the faggot out of you.
I think we bombed it all.
Absolutely, Mike. Did I tell you a fake Mike Pichetti? This is how famous Mike is. A fake Mike Pichetti hit me up on Twitter on Friday and was like, I want to do your podcast. And I was such an idiot. I was like, oh, I'm so happy to. You're in the neighborhood. Just DM me your phone number.
Fake one?
I never sent him anything.
And then he said he was drunk. Remember, I told you, he said, yeah. He goes, he hit me back. He goes, sorry, I didn't show up. He goes, I was drunk on Jack Daniels in the park. And I was like,
I've been drinking 21 years.
That's not what this guy said.
It's a slip up you had, Mike. Mike, it's all right. Just get back on the horse.
Yeah, but the thing is,
so a meeting, Bill W.
If I had when you get drunk, you get crazy, you get violent.
But no. Well, it depends what you mean by violent.
Pick up Bobo and throw him against the wall.
No, it would start like funny? It would start like this. The first few beers, I'd be like hugging Brian. Are you guys going? This is cool, man. Just having a good time, chill.
Then you start crying.
And then I'll be like you said, start crying about ridiculous stuff and hanging on people, right? But then put it in.
I never knew my father.
Exactly. Then by the end, I'd be like this. Fuck you, dickweed.
Right. So you have like there's three phases of your drunkenness.
Three. I'm trying to do three steps.
Three. Well,
Mike Buscetti's drunkenness.
Well, Larry Miller said the five steps of drunkenness, I think.
Five steps.
Yeah. There's. Well, you've got your three. Yeah. I don't know.
I wish we had like somebody who knew something here.
There's no frame of reference.
Yeah, but I was not a nice drunk.
Bobo, do you drink, Bobo?
I don't drink that much.
Do you like to smoke weed?
No, that I never have.
Do a little coke every once
in a while? You're a Met fan, so you can't afford to drink a lot at the Met game, right? That would set you back like $50, right?
I drink sometimes. I don't usually drink at the games because it's.
That's what I'm saying, because it's too expensive.
It cost me $400 to drink at the Met game.
Yeah.
And that's for two beers.
Yeah, last call. They're last cold. Call, third inning.
They do last call third inning?
No, they
third
do
inning?
It early. Oh. They do it early. Yeah, but Yankee Stadium, I think they do it like this.
Around the seventh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's I miss cool. The days of, like, people sloppy drunks hanging, screaming stuff. You
come
know?
To my house.
They used to get people. They used to have Bat Day at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, no.
And during the day, it was a day game. It was hot. They
how fucking sick
people,
is that?
And they're giving bats.
Bat Day in the middle of the hood in fucking South Bronx.
What day when's chain day?
I know. No, you're right, though. It's the middle of the South Bronx, Shittingville, fucking handing baseball bats.
Yeah, like
Shiv Saturday.
You sit in the sun all day and you're drunk, you get a little cranky.
Yeah, so they give you a little back to.
Yeah,
stop yelling so loud.
Work it out of your system.
Yeah, just get it out of me. Exactly. Give a little knock on the tap on the noggin.
There's a little bit of a crazy historical fact about drinking at a bowl game.
Please.
This is very known. In sometime in the 70s in Cleveland, they did a 10 cents beer night.
Oh, no.
And I think we all know what happened there.
Well, Cleveland, people don't even have 10 cents.
You were conceived? I'm kidding.
No, but I did hear about it, though. I've heard
about it. I was doing a gig one time. They had a, not even that long ago, nickel beer night.
Oh, cool.
San something, Texas. Not San Antonio. Not San Pedro. It was like, I can find it on a map. Anyway, it was not a big, but it was like nickel beer night.
Oh, no.
And then it's like, and then I did a joke. I go, you call a cab, but he's drunk too. He had a dollar. Yeah. And he has a dollar to get drunk.
Yeah. Well, you got to tip the waitress a nickel. So it's like 10 cent beer night.
Nickel beer night. And didn't even draw a crowd. That's how bad a draw I am.
Your career is a real rocket ship.
By the time I got to Shubnick,
nickel beer night, there's 20 people.
Yeah. 10 cents beer night, you would expect automatic riot at the ballpark.
Yeah, especially in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, they don't have much to.
That actually did happen.
Is Chad there?
There was a bunch of riots. The game actually was forfeited.
I think I met Chad twice.
Huh?
Chad, I think I met him a couple of times.
Yeah. I love you.
The audience, big favorite of the audience. Yeah, there was this place in my neighborhood that was doing unlimited drinks with brunch for like $25.
Whoa.
And they just canceled it because people were just getting shit-faced.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at one of them.
What did they have?
They had unlimited. There was a place called Tal Day on my corner. And it was
Tal Day?
Yeah, the guy's last name. He's just a Filipino kid. Nice Oriental boy.
Are we coy?
And he... And he opened a restaurant, and he won Top Chef a couple years ago.
Oh,
and
that guy.
That guy. Dan Talde, big fan. Padma, whatever the fuck her name is, a really cute Indian girl that was on that show. Anyway.
Mr. Koo? Anything anybody say, I'm just going to say somebody I know.
What do you know, Frank?
Was it Esther Koo? It had to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Koo.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. No, she's no Wendy from Denver, but she does her best.
Go ahead, caller. Oh, you're not done?
No, I guess I am.
Oh, go ahead.
They were doing like unlimited. It was like $25 on top of your brunch, and it was like unlimited margaritas. And so it was just getting.
You can't do that in New York.
No, because people don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah, and then they smell a bargain.
Once I drank 16 margaritas.
Yeah, because two margaritas are $25. So if you give them unlimited, they're gonna get drunk.
I would just tell you guys, just bring four or five, just keep bringing them. And
I don't know, what do you do when you get drunk and you're with your kids? What happens then?
Well, they
leave the man come back to yourself.
I tell the teacher, you fell down. No, not that.
What I mean, it's like.
Oh, wait, you're a sicko. I thought.
I never got drunk in front of my kids because they ruin it. I can't be.
No, I would. I mean,
about your kids and being drunk. It's just.
My wife will pick up the heavy lifting on that one.
Your wife doesn't really drink much, right?
She drinks a little bit, but not. I mean.
Well, she can't drink a lot because then you guys would be homeless.
We would be. We'd be like the Days of Wine and Roses. Yeah, exactly. Living under a bridge somewhere in Passaic County.
Passaic County.
Sneezing.
Passaic River, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Nothing?
Hey, the first time Mike Buschetti gets laid without money change in hands is the morning after his mother dies in her sleep, and you come in her corpse,
you
incestuous
what?
Piece of garbage!
I'll
fuck
put it this
you.
Way, right? Die with your mother's fucking vagina in your face, scumbag. You know what? If I knew where you lived,
Mike,
I would beat your fucking
even
ass
off. You have a haircut and a shower, you still look like a 400-pound unfuckable lesbian, you know
let
that?
Let me tell you something. That's your mother, a 400-pound unfuckable lesbian, you fucking abortion
why don't
you lived.
Why you take your jacket off and show everybody those big.
Yeah, let me tell you something, right? You should have been aborted, you fucking piece of shit, or shot down the fucking
you
toilet sink by your cunt
like
dad,
you
fucking
can't
drug addict.
A pile of shit, and that's what
you know
are,
what? No.
So you just
let me tell you something,
okay?
Right?
We gotta get
back. I hope
rattle.
You die and you fucking sleep and your mom, your cunt mother watches, douchebag.
You still sound exactly how you look, you fucking piece of shit.
You know what? Fuck off, asshole.
Real quick. You're in the New York area, right?
What the fuck? Kevin, sins did his mother commit to turn her fucking pussy into
the
a shit?
You know what?
Factor.
Your mother, you know what? If I ever got my hands on your throat,
kind of
I'd kick your fucking teeth down your throat,
you know
douchebag. How's that, fucking idiot?
I think
you know what? How about you meet me in the middle of the shitty and I'll fucking kick your fucking balls in, punk?
Yeah. Calm
down, because I'll fucking
your
face off, asshole.
Your mother would have
kicked
her last breath into her pussy and then she'd squeeze
it
out some kind of satanic
man up, you know why? Because I will smash your face in, douchebag.
Hey, number one, don't forget to vote tomorrow.
Man up, punk. I had you tough on the phone. Come on, asshole. Come on, bring it on, you fucking bitch.
Real quick.
That's when you put a 12-gauge in your mouth and end the rest of our suffering.
Let me tell you something, right?
Real quick.
Okay. You're a fucking pushy. I'm going to, if I, you know
Mike
what?
Getting up
be a man, and you know what? Let me tell you something, right? I will fucking rip your face off and fucking kill you, scumbag.
All right, okay. Gotta get you on roast battle.
You're terrifying, you big block of shit.
Hey,
fuck
what?
You.
Fuck you. Drop that in your cunt mother's face.
Okay. Hey, listen.
No, your mother's a fucking bitch of dog shit.
We're off to a good start.
I have two tickets to my benefit.
You know where you're going? You go fuck your mother in the ass like you do every night, you fucking pushy bitch.
Wow, you must be Greek.
After he gets up the air, he's going uptown.
No, I'm going to fucking mutter that cunt for fucking $2. That's where I'm going. Go fuck yourself, idiot.
If you're Cleveland, that'd be like 40 beers.
You know what? Shut drop dead. Do the world a favor and blow your fucking skull off, will you?
Guys, can I get in there for 1 second? Are you in the New York area?
No, he's fucking in some fucking meth lab someplace.
He hung up.
No. I lived in New York for 40 years, but I moved north.
North to fucking Shitville, douchebag.
I'll be in the studio. Don't worry about it.
No, I was going to offer.
You know what? Come up, because you know what? You want to fight? I don't give a mother. Fuck, I don't. I will bury you, cocksucker.
Well, first of all, you fucking retard. This is radio comedy. Like, this is podcast.
Now, you know
comedy.
What?
And if you
first of
you
all, shut your fucking pie hole with me
cunt.
Because I don't give a fuck what it is. I will bury you, cocksucker. You got it?
Shit, I'm an actual fucking man.
Well, I was gonna give
you. I will bury you, cocksucker. I don't care what it is. I will fucking bury you.
All right, that's enough. I don't want Mike to get a heart attack.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You know what? I will fucking bury you, douchebag.
Thank you, caller. Mike at the top of the Empire State Building swatting down biplanes in a minute.
Thank you, caller. That was unnecessary.
You know what? Something like that, I will fucking break his fuck head open. If I don't, I will fucking die trying.
Do you want a glass of water?
Roast battle?
No.
You should do roast battle.
No, but someone like that deserves a fucking beating of a lifetime.
I agree.
He fucking hung in a cornfield and have his fucking tongue cut out.
All right. Oh, Children of the Corn. That was a good one. Remember that?
Was it?
Malachi. He who lives behind the rose.
Sorry, you should do the roast battle.
No, I got a lot of it in it.
Yeah, you really, wow.
No, because the roast battle, it would be good for you.
No, it wouldn't. I hate those douchebags. It's all nonsense and bullshit, that fucking battle.
No, not with these guys.
You'd be on a 1 cent beer night.
With other comics.
1 cent beer night, right.
I've done it, but it's
a dollar. You have 99 beers, and you tip the girl a penny, and you're good to go.
No, you do the roast battle with Luis Gomez, and then you go up against somebody.
Like that, right, that has free right now. I hope to God somebody comes up with an invention, and they fucking murder that douchebag on the spot. Someone like that.
Like fucking rip
his fucking skull off.
Okay. Like a button you push, and he just blows up?
No, because someone like that... It's a fucking douchewad.
Well, you know, I think he also kind of plays a character on the show, and he's trying to get your goat. So, and I think he got it. So,
oh, he got it for sure.
You know, so, all right. Well, let's take a break.
I didn't want someone to have a heart attack.
No, I want
to fucking kill him.
Haven't you had? Do you have some health concerns? Don't you, Mike?
Yeah, but I don't even give a shit no more because
that's worth dying for.
Yeah, Mike's like, I don't even really at this point. Oh my God.
Yeah, you know what though? I am half Irish and half Italian. Those people.
Oh, that, yeah. You want to fight yourself.
Right, exactly.
Drunk and then start swinging at your own
corned
face.
Corned beef manicotti.
The Irish and Italian. No, I don't know. It's definitely better to be Italian because the Irish, they have bad personalities and they're ugly.
They love to fight.
You know what I mean, at least the Italians have some skin, have some fucking color in their skin.
I love the Irish. Like, come on, Brendan.
No, I am because it's like I see. I don't even know how to say it. I see women like walking down the street. I'm like, they're just like unbelievable skin color compared to like my skin. It's disgusting. Speaking of that, I was at the fucking auto show.
You weren't at the cellar, that's for sure.
Jacob Javits?
I was at the auto show on Saturday. It was in Secaucus.
Fun, man.
Because my son's like into cars or whatever, so yeah. my sister-in-law, she was going and she tipped us off and we went there. It was the most fucking ghetto fucking place.
Wow. Like,
guys were I was going to take pictures, but I figured I'd be murdered. They had their pants so low.
Right.
That are like past, like they're fucking assholes hanging out. I mean, not their asshole, ooh, but they're
no,
both their cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
What's the address of this place?
Who turned on? Huh?
I'm asking for a friend. Where's the address?
But it was like, and I'm like, it's like a different culture. I mean, I'm not talking about that skin color because that gets a little, you know, whatever.
Huh?
But it was DJ Envy was, and then 50 Cent was supposed to be there, and then you can only get near certain cars. It was just, and the music's blaring. I'm like, these people like this shit. It's like they like music blaring, and then one guy walks by the speaker. I swear to God, it would if you stood there for too long, you would definitely get sick. The guy's walking by; he's on his phone, talking on the phone. I'm like, I think they can just do that. I think they're like culturally, they're so used to like having conversations at loud places that they know how to do it.
I also feel like if you can't afford the car, you shouldn't be allowed to get in it. Like, you know, when you go to the real one in New York.
Yeah, but they're all dressed. They're all dressed like real fucking. There was a lot of booty there. But they're all dressed like real nice. And I don't know. It's a different culture because they spend money they don't have, notoriously. Am I right?
G.I.G.
They have bad credit. They have bad credit because they spend, but it's like they're looking at these cars. I mean, I'm not saying that. It was the most ghetto place I've ever been other than Popeye's fried chicken one time.
And my culo, Kevin, don't forget.
Popeye's in New Orleans.
Even my wife was like, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, it was because the music was just pounding, and was like blaring throughout. You couldn't even have a fucking conversation. My son was trying to talk to me. I go, what? And then they had a bouncy castle. And they go, yeah. I'm like, I'm not paying for the fucking bouncy castle. Here's the problem with bouncy castle. They do it once. It's never enough. Right, Mike? Have you been on a bouncy castle?
Not recently.
Okay, well, they won't.
It is a bouncy castle. Just get on top and ride.
They never stop with that. They go on once. They're like, can we do it again? No. So you let them do it once. It's you got to do it five times. I go, fuck, we're getting the fuck out of here. All they sell was like nacho chips, pretzel, and like soda.
You're in Secaucus.
Huh? It's not Secaucus. Secaucus is fine. The fucking giant stadium's there. It's like, it doesn't have to be ghetto. The whole giant stadium's not ghetto.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying, it's like, it could have been anywhere. I'm like, this is what they want. They want loud music, 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, just pounding where you couldn't even fucking talk. I'm like, are they that dumb that they just want to fucking like, huh? Huh?
Yeah, but Jacob Javits has a good auto shop.
Oh, it's huge. It's great.
Yeah, I thought we were going there, and I thought, you know, it would be more civilized. No, I don't want to fucking have, like, loud music. I don't go to fucking bars and discos because I don't like, what do you do at a disco? You just stand there and look at women? You can't fucking talk. Brian could talk with, like, hey, I do his dumb puns. Rough life, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that works everywhere.
It really
does. I'm like, I don't want to fucking be yelling. Plus, like, I can't take loud music.
K9, dance with me?
I don't get it.
Can you dance with me with K9? Anybody? I got Bobo. Thank you, pal. He's all right.
I was itching his...
What's the sponsor of that auto show?
Huh?
What was the sponsor?
I don't know. I think it was DJ Envy, and he works with the Breakfast Club. I didn't know. I just looked this up when I got
sort
home.
Of grape soda consortium?
That explained the kind of audience you were surrounded by. In that.
It was Secaucus. I don't know. Yeah, I guess because his fan base is urban.
Thank you for saying urban.
But it was brutal. I'm like, this is what they like. And then there was one lady in line. When she was white or Hispanic, I thought she was Italian, but she had like this incredible ass, and I was like, and we were ahead of her in line. I had to try to keep sneaking, fucking like, yeah. I wasn't looking at her, you know.
Oh, no,
she's by herself, no one's talking to her. I go, is this really happening? Like, no one's talking to her, and she's in line by herself for like 10 minutes, and then finally some guy comes out of the bathroom. He's like the big fucking muscle head.
Thank you for saying muscle head.
And But then, I thought she was gonna be like, "That guy's been looking at me."
Right.
But she had like a great
culo
ass.
Hey, culo looker, you like him now?
Like, the guy had a, she had a great ass. I don't know. I didn't see that guy.
It's a great ass.
But anyway, the point is that, like, yeah, I am a little predisposed to women of color, just because I don't want white kids. Like I said, Mac, I don't want white kids, and but the Irish is not a good look.
Yeah, but I love the brogue. The brogue is awesome.
I mean, like, but people associate, like, the Kennedys, and the Kennedys were good looking. There it is. The Kennedys were Meadowlands Exposition Center. Doesn't it sound kind of glamorous?
Yeah.
Meadowlands Exposition. I thought it would be, like, right at Giant Stadium, a big fucking thing. You just walk around. Maybe you just walk around all day looking at cars, and then you maybe have some lunch, relax.
Kevin Jr. see some Lambos?
Yeah, there was plenty of Lambos there, but it was still, like, it's... And then one lady, like, opened the trunk of a car and then closed it and then walked away. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, I'm like, whose cars are these? And then they said, you know, they're 50 cents cars or DJ. It's just, it's a different fucking culture. Anyway.
50 cents, that's 5 beers in Cleveland. So, what do you have?
You know, you're in good shape when you have to go through a metal detector with your kids. You know, you're in good shape.
That's horrible.
They had them set up.
Yeah, because they probably had one guy. You went through a metal detector. He put his phone down and his gun, and then he walked through.
Serious?
Oh, it's a joke. But I mean, it practically where the guy's like, "Hey, I can carry my gun." Yeah, but it won't go through the metal, so put it on the side.
I was at an African American strip club in Atlanta, and they had a gun
over the weekend.
A couple months ago, and they had
a gun room,
a gun coat check. It was like you would give them your gun,
right?
They'd lock it up and give you like a tag for it.
Right. That's smart.
Yeah. So funny because I went. They didn't make me go through. I looked so white. I didn't have to go through the metal detector. They were just like, oh, come on, Blindy.
Yeah.
Come on in. You're
fine. What are the odds?
What are the odds, right?
And you shoot everybody up. Ah.
I just shit out his shotgun out of my asshole. Yeah. I'm like, I race for. We should have checked that guy.
I've been fucking.
You look at him like that that Eddie Murphy sketch when Eddie Murphy wasn't white faced when he goes to the store and he says, oh, just take it.
Yeah, take all the money you need. Take the money. Exactly. I know. It's, you know, I haven't checked a bag in years. So Mike, what do you have going on right now? Like, what's
I'm pretty excited. I got an Indiegogo coming up today, later on today.
You what?
An Indiegogo.
What's an Indiegogo?
It's where you raise money for stuff, like a project.
I got
something coming out on Amazon Prime called Buschetti's Basement that I created.
You keep talking about it. Can you talk about it?
Yes.
You can't talk about it until it comes out?
I'm going to talk about it now.
Oh, good.
It's a 6-episode, half-hour series.
All right.
Like a late-night talk show.
Okay.
Right? I have a one-man band. I have another guy that's...
Quick question, if I can, I'm sorry. Have these already been shot and they're going to roll out, or are you in production?
In production.
Okay.
One guy that I have... You guys probably know him. He's a comic. Todd Montesi. Do you guys know him?
Any relation to Todd Barry?
No.
Okay.
Todd Montesi looks like Reggie Watts and sounds like Jerry Lewis.
What is it again?
He looks like Reggie Watts and sounds like Jerry Lewis.
Sounds very entertaining.
No. He's going to be my announcer. And the cool thing
is
I'm trying to please the demographics in this business.
Oh, that's smart, Mike. I see the hook.
One in the woodpile.
Another friend of mine, Dave Hill. He's a musician and comic, but he's in with that, like, hipster community. So that's really good. And that type of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's going to be good. I got a good
deal. In your basement in Staten Island?
Yes. It's
already on Amazon Prime, or you already have a deal?
I'm creating it right now.
You have a deal?
I have a DP and an executive producer.
I had a DP once. This felt weird.
Executive producer. The thing is,
when I look, I always hear a laugh from the couch, and I look over there. He's not moving, and his mouth is not moving.
I think he's a puppet.
I think he just gives one laugh, and then that's it.
I'll take it.
It's going to be unique in a half an hour thing. I'm so.
And who are you?
You're trying to sell it, or it's on it, or are you already
put it 6 episodes up and see what happens?
Where?
Amazon Prime.
You can just put it up?
Yeah.
Oh, like you're selling something. Like you're selling.
But it's all over the net. It's all over the, whatever else is being sold.
Other platforms.
Yeah.
Who is financing the production of this?
I'm putting up together an Indiegogo because I have an executive producer, but I want to have better production value than I do in my house.
Some producer.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm serious, right? He got a lot of stuff out there himself now.
Okay.
I'm confused. So you put it on Amazon Prime. You don't need their permission. They don't give you any.
You just got to approve it. But you make money, but it's not a lot. You just got to get so many. You got to be caught on fire. That's what it is.
Then who are you going to interview?
I haven't decided a guest yet, but I'll definitely bring you that because you can belittle my production, have fun with me, you know what I mean?
And it's in Staten Island?
Yes.
Yeah, count me out. Anyway,
but I also have something on there now.
To the boat?
About 40 minutes. Well, not 40, no.
I take a boat. I gotta take a boat, then I gotta.
Bayonne?
No.
I gotta boat and then 40 minutes from the boat.
The thing is, but I have stuff
on
the
ferry.
I have stuff on there already.
Hey, mind your own business.
I got a documentary.
Can we just do the show on the ferry?
I got stuff on there already. I got a documentary on there. Who's Mike Buschetti?
And that's the one where you step on the rock, right?
Opening of it. I got a documentary in there already, and I got something I did called Comics Watching Comics.
And this is already on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, both of them are on now.
Comics Watching Comics, what is that? Where they shit on the other comic?
A lot of new comics, you know, they had people judge them and say stuff about them, but...
Here's the thing, they do that, I guess somebody was doing that with, like, open micers.
Yeah.
They would do their act. Who was doing that?
That's a show.
Who was doing that?
Kevin Gotee.
And he was doing it in L.A.? He would have open micers come up and then
they would trash them? Like 8 episodes.
Anyway, so that was the thing. Here's what somebody should do. Watch somebody who is, like, established and then shit on them. Because the shit on open micers is obviously punching down, and it's cowardly.
Well, he didn't crap him. He gave a lot of good feedback.
No, I know, but there was I know somebody was doing like on a podcast, like somebody in L.A. was like, who's Doug Benson? I don't know if it was Doug Benson, but it was somebody like that.
That's not right.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's not right to do that.
But anyway, the show was he would sit on stage, the guy would do his act, and then he would. I think Doug Benson would do it maybe with peers, but then somebody was doing it at the Comedy
that's
Store.
That's fucking nonsense.
With open micers, you know?
Why?
So, like, let Mark Norman do his act, and then if you fucking berate him, you know what I mean?
I'm afraid though.
No, of course they're afraid. Everyone's afraid. So you get up to open micers who can't fucking fight back, and they're just they do it for the attention. They
do it for the publicity. They look to publicity. How about getting the fucking acting resume, assholes?
So get back to your project for 1 second. So
Mike, I don't even know who he's mad at.
I'm mad at all these dickbags.
He's like, he sees a windmill. He's like, God damn it, you windmill.
No, but you know, you've been in
Don Quixote.
No, but you've been in this longer
Mike Quixote.
I met you. This will be 27 years for me in next year. Jack.
Don't remind me, Mike.
I met you through Jay London. You brought me to a
name
show.
Name dropper. The guy was driving a yellow cab at the time.
You mean an alcoholic fog? Get it? London fog?
Yeah,
you
got
can,
it.
You can build me and go, I got a show. It's kind of, it's not concerned.
Yeah, I was ahead of the time. I was ahead of my time.
No. You know what he said to me? He goes, I have a show for you. No condescension to you at all. It's called The Freak Show. That's what he said to me.
Sure. Where did I say it to you? I saw you at a club? At Jimmy's.
Jay recommended me. Oh, yeah, I saw you at Jimmy's, yeah. You called me a couple of times. And you had a pilot for Comedy Central. You said there might be something to write for.
Yeah, I did a pilot for that. I was ahead of the curve. And then they did, well, it's kind of like the Gong Show, but it was But I wanted to like let the people perform.
It was great.
And then I would like interview them instead of just making fun of them. I would still make fun of them, sure. You know.
And you it was like,
but then they did fucking American Idol. American Idol basically did that. They would let people bomb, and then they would talk to them before or after. So it was basically not just a guy bombing. He would basically, you get to see the other side of
a little
the guy off stage. You would see.
Didn't see me tank it one night severely.
Get out of here.
Oh, you?
No, you.
No, I don't believe
you
it.
Know what happened back in '97? Barry Katz came to see me at the Boston Comedy Club. It was a horrible night for me. Back, it was like the 4th of July weekend. Kevin was there. Katz goes, hey, Mike, I'm Barry. What do you call it? I can't, you know, I want to see you do a spot for me in Showcase. Yeah. I fucking ate my lunch up there, right? And Katz goes, well, that was a nice attempt at comedy, buddy. You know, he's a fucking fucking asswipe.
He's an asshole. He's Barry Katz.
Backhanded fucking douchewad.
So let's get back to your project for a minute. So today, you're launching an Indiegogo, just kind of like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter. And what's the URL for it? What is it?
Like, I'm rebuilding my basement, like I said, for a set. That's for the DP.
I mean, like, what's the URL? I'm sorry.
It's being put up. It's not going to be released till 4 o'clock. So.
But you do know that what it is? Like, can you? It's indiegogo.com/.
It's Indiegogo. It's on. It's going to be under my name, but I don't have the exact site yet till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Why 4 o'clock?
That's my friend's been working on it all day.
So and then
dog was sweaty underneath. Indiegogo's like working on like, damn it.
It goes up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, my friend Frank Benacci.
I mean, that's when you have permission for it to go up, or that's when he's going to be done fixing it.
He'll be up and ready to roll.
What do people do there? They donate money.
Just give me cash and whatever the hell I can get.
What's it? And it's nice. And you have to go Indiegogo and then just put in Mike Boschetti.
Yeah, it should be up under that.
If you Google Indiegogo Mike Boschetti, I'm sure it'll come up.
Absolutely. I
mean, Indiegogo is like a GoFundMe.
So many of them, right?
Yeah. Right.
Wow, what's different than a regular GoFundMe?
Well, GoFundMe is more personal, I think, right? You think, Brian?
Indiegogo is more of a production-based, like a project thing.
It's the one where you're sick and you're dying and you ask.
GoFundMe.
What's crowd?
Kickstarter is like, I want to build a new bicycle.
Oh, Kickstarter.
Then people take equity in your project. But with what you guys.
Yeah, but when you go Kickstarter, fuck you on your bicycle.
Exactly, right.
It's two comics. We're doing it. Kickstarted for their play. They wanted to have like a Broadway play. It was Steve Schaefer and what the fuck is his name? I just saw a thing.
It's Todd Barry.
Anyway, Steve Schaefer and another comic, but they both basically started with Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Just ask Jerry for the money. And then I actually brought it up with Chuck Martin, who's a friend who's friends with Seinfeld. I go, why doesn't he just give them? Why does he make them beg? Online, he can just give them the money and fucking write it off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, but then he goes, no, everyone's not going to ask him. He can just say, you know what I mean? The people like that always go like, yeah, but then everyone's going to ask me. It's like, first of all, tell the guys, you can just tell them, don't tell anybody I gave you the money and blah blah blah. Instead of like begging, because these guys are like been comics for 35, 40 years, you know.
So if I give you $50, what do I get?
The hand job.
Hopefully. It's not a job if you love doing it.
The perks will be listed on there. I don't have them offhand.
Okay.
You have no idea what they are?
I know what they are.
Master of Promotions. You're on the show in 3 hours.
If you donate $100, you get to be the star of the show.
Sitting on your shoulder like the little.
You get an all expense paid trip to Staten Island.
Oh,
well done, Bobo.
Thank you, Bobo. You've been sitting on that for about a half an hour. Good for you. Coming in hot.
But see, the things are, you guys. Why I like you guys is because you guys are two real-life cartoon characters.
You really are.
You know why?
This guy's blind, and I'm as dumb
Brian,
as...
He's Brian from Family Guy, but you're a mixture of me of Homer Simpson and Al Bundy.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sitcom, hilarious, guts, in real life, not so great.
Yeah, exactly. A little Mick Jagger.
I respect you because you know what? You'll be like, fuck you, I'm Kevin Brennan, dickface.
Yeah, but I get shit everywhere I go, Mike.
You know what?
I got a family and shit. I'm banned from clubs.
You know what?
Everyone's mad at me. I mean, it's like I can't even fucking walk down the street.
Yeah, but a lot of people have no fucking balls or integrity in this. So
that's what show business is about, Mike.
They're assholes.
Not having no balls and saying thank you. Can I have another?
No, you know what? Fuck that. You can do whatever you want today. There's no need for it.
Today? That'd be good. One day you could do whatever you want.
Like the purge. It's one day.
One day.
Can't wait.
Whatever I want today.
Yeah, you guys are doing here what you want to do now. You don't have to fucking, you know what I mean, bow to anybody.
Yeah, we do. We're always bowing.
I was at lunch with my friend Cindy today, and I was talking about you. And I go, yeah, he's got a brother named Neil Brennan. She goes, I know him. He's really cute. And I said, yeah, pull a picture up of him. She goes, ew.
So why did you think he was cute?
I don't know. He was before he had a beard, and he was not as skinny as he was or something. I don't know. But it might make you feel good that she thought he was.
Yeah, but when I met you in the early 90s,
yep.
Where was Neil in the business then?
He was 11.
I didn't even know him, really.
He was walking around with Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Oh, really?
Trying to go get a slice of pizza.
Right.
No, I guess Chappelle moved here in 92 or something. Yeah. Something like that.
I guess so, but. I don't know, but Cindy thought that he was not attractive, so I thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, that really make me feel better.
Day a little bit.
I know what Neil is. I mean, it's not a big mystery to me.
No.
I don't really know him. I just know
we can't say the name of the club.
Particularly attractive.
We can't say the name of the club, but you've been banned for a month. Are you doing spots at other clubs to supplement your income next month?
Supplement my income. I was going to get an Uber. For the fuck of it? Just for the story?
Sure.
You kind of the problem with being a comic is you can kind of get locked in your fucking routine.
Right.
And you're like, where are the jokes? Well, the jokes aren't really here because you're doing the same thing every day. You know what I mean?
That's why I cheat on my wife.
You have the same wife. You have the same kids. You have the same apartment. It's a routine. And that's good for regular people. But as a comic, you want it. Like you said, there's a shark exhibit in Coney Island.
Coney Island. The new shark exhibit's amazing.
And, like people shitting on Pete Davidson. But look what he did. He fucked up his whole life, but now he's got a career because he's big fuck up Pete Davidson. You know what I mean? So on some level, I'm hoping to get an Uber and then maybe get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, but they love people with balls and misfits in his business.
They do, Mike. You're right. They love a misfit until you cross the line. Even Pete Davidson did the fucking thing on SNL. That was kind of people's getting a lot of pushback on that.
You could try to get in an argument with the flight attendant.
Right, you can do that. Or open the door when they're landing. Just open that door to the plane. Just pop up. Sayonara.
Well, you can get a punching fight at the comedy. Oh,
I mean, even today, a guy had his music on. A black guy. I'm gonna say it.
Please.
A black guy had his music on his phone.
So far, we're doing great, guys.
And then the door closed, and then the music kept playing.
Sure.
And I go, I'm gonna say something today, but then the music stopped. So sometimes it's like a ringtone or whatever, or maybe their phone. I don't know. But I usually just keep my mouth shut. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe I'll get a joke out of it. I'm just gonna say something to the guy. Of course, it didn't. It didn't go off again. So sometimes you just do shit to, for the jokes,
Yeah. You need stories. You need life experience.
Yeah, so, I mean, but people have a tendency to just play it safe. So I'm thinking maybe I'll get an Uber or Lyft. Maybe I'll get both. And then I'll compare Uber versus
better,
Lyft.
I think, right?
Well, Lyft pays drivers better, and they're better for women. But you don't even have a car. You have to buy a car first.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, great.
You need to buy a car, and you need to have a commercial driver's license.
It'll take a couple of days.
Yeah, within a week.
Banned for a month, so I got time.
Exactly. All of a sudden.
Yeah, what about?
It'd be funny. I'm like driving. I pick up Mark Norman.
It would be funny.
Where are you headed to? New York Comedy Club? I know where that is.
Yep.
They won't use me either.
I've been drummed out of the business.
No, but the thing is,
Hey, Sam, get in the back. Sam, you want to sit up front with me, Sam?
I would tell you back to 1993. I had a deal in Comedy Cellar Central.
Everybody's driving Ubers now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay London, I don't know if he is, but.
Yeah, well, how's Jay London doing? Not good?
I talked to him. I seen him like a few years ago.
Kind of disappeared. He was doing good on Last Comic Standing, but then he disappeared. He was a bit of a shady. I mean, he's a good egg, but he basically had like a life. He probably had a life that nobody knew about.
Dark side, like secret.
Dark side, right?
Is he homosexual?
No, I don't think he is.
What is that? If dark side means homosexuality,
pull your dick out of a guy's butt. It's like your dick's all covered in the dark side.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, Kev? What's up, Brian?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Peter Griffin. I need to know right now what you're doing on that fucking show.
You know what? I'm sucking your mom's cock.
Right, hold on. Before we get all, before we
don't
get
all, fucking call me Peter Griffin, right, okay?
We got worked up. Caller, sir, are you in the New York area?
Hey, the way you looked, 2 years ago, you were fine. But now you're looking like you ate out a whole.
You know what? Let me tell you something, right? Does it fucking make. You don't even know me, jerk off, so shut your fucking pie hole up, all right?
Hey, I know you from Twitter. Your tweets suck.
You know what?
And also,
I know. You know where I know you're from? Sucking cock with your mother.
I'm fucking hating on you, Mike.
You know
I love
what?
You, Mike.
Fuck
but
off,
Mike
idiot.
From Manhattan, if you're listening right now, you're calling into a fair one, calling me a hillbilly. I will fuck you up. I'll fuck your mother.
Whatever. You know
I'll
what?
Fuck your dad, and I will.
Go ahead. Keep threatening me. You know why? Threaten me. Go ahead, douchebag. Threaten. Keep threatening because you know what? I will cut your fucking tongue out. I will fucking cut your heart out, scumbag.
I'll end your fucking life.
Yeah, whatever, douchebag. Keep going. Keep going. You know what?
I hope you
die of an overdose tonight. Die of a fucking overdose in front of your cunt mother.
Motherfucker.
Die in front of an overdose in front of your cunt mother, cunt.
Fuck you.
Hey, are you fucking cunt mother.
Thank you.
Die of an overdose, you fucking piece of dog shit.
I'm trying to get away these tickets.
Thank you. Now, listen, Brian, you can't get in the middle of a fucking dogfight and go, do anybody want tickets?
I'm trying to get in there very beginning.
Okay, but don't bring it up beforehand.
Something like
Brian's
that, right?
got, I know, I know,
like
Mike.
That, I'd want to fucking smash that fucking skull.
They're just trying to get your goat. And
they think it's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's hilarious.
Right? It is funny.
The thing is, right?
Yep.
If I smashed that fucking skull open, how funny would it be then?
I think it's hilarious.
I would jerk off.
I will. I have no fucking mercy on anybody.
I'd jerk off in that dead body.
Once you grab me, I would fucking kill that cocksucker now. I don't care.
Yep.
Take a deep breath.
Filming that video with Yelia, world star, and posting it online.
There you go. Bobo's in. He's your social media guy.
You know what? People are fucking fake on the phone. Just grab me. Just
right,
you start it, because then I won't get in trouble. Start it, and I'll smash your fucking skull in.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are tough on the telephone. It's been like that.
On Twitter, too, right?
Jim Florentine would give people the business.
Huh?
Jim Florentine would give people the business, a telephone terrorist.
Oh, right.
You know?
Hey, listen, Blind Brian has some two tickets to give away to his benefit.
That's a cool benefit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's this coming Monday.
It's this Monday. No, not this coming. It's a week from today. This coming Monday, they might think it's today.
It's the 12th.
You don't say this coming Monday when you're talking about a week from.
Fair enough.
Saying about a week from today. A week from today at Gotham, if you live in New York, or if you're going to be in New York, that
tri-state area, just call.
Monday. Yeah, they know what that means.
Who's on? You always got a great lineup.
Oh gosh, it's Robert.
Come up from Delaware. We're not talking about that tri-state. We're not talking about from the Philadelphia tri-state.
You Dover people, stay home.
Yeah.
Wilmington, more like Wilmington, stay home. Something like that. But yeah, call in if you want to take
over. I barely know her.
Yeah, exactly.
I just met her.
In the front, poker in the rear, fuck her in the ass.
I had sex with my wife last night.
It's okay, but I can't forget it.
Because I'm trying to go to bed early, you know, because there was nothing to do, and I'm trying to.
Oh, you know who two big friends are? The comics.
Huh?
Wish they could help. Two big comic friends of yours that I know.
Oh.
Love you. Wish they could help you. Stan Stankos and Joel Richardson. Love you.
Stankos.
Neither one are even in show business.
Stan is, I think. So is Joel.
Oh, Stan's not. Joel is. Joel is, yeah.
He's a good guy. We used to prank call you from his phone.
Okay, so you fucked your wife last night.
So if you're calling, if you want tickets to Brian's show, the Blind Benefit, and it's going to be with
Gotham Comedy Club, Robert Klein, bunch of people.
And a special guest, we can't name it because he's a cunt,
yep.
And he won't let his name be associated with it. He doesn't want to sell tickets off
his
name.
He hates blind
people. He's not even that good a comic. But
Klein is great.
Klein's great.
But if you're gonna be in the area and you want two free tickets, call in.
All right, that's it.
Also, I'm going to be at the Stress Factory this Thursday.
You're back there.
Just one night.
In New Jersey or the
one in New Jersey? And also me and Gino and Aaron are doing a show a week from Wednesday in Lucy's Laugh House in Westchester, New York.
Is it White Guys Don't Matter shirt?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then we're doing, and then a week later, we're going to be in Summers Point, New Jersey the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, party.
So, me, Gino, and Aaron in down in Summers Point, New Jersey at a place called something. I don't know. Murphy's something. Murphy's Laugh House. I don't know. It's on fucking Shore Road, and I told my friend who's producing. I go, you got to get on Twitter. They got to get on. He goes, we're gonna do it. I go, it takes 5 minutes.
I
go, I can't be. You got to just, because the problem with Facebook has a private and then a public.
Sure.
So it's confusing you know what I mean? Sometimes you're on your private page and then someone's personal or their public page comes up. So it's all confusing.
Yeah.
So Twitter is there's no public and private Twitter. There's Twitter.
That's it.
Period. So you say what they are on Twitter. It's easy to find. So anyway, it's in Somers Point, New Jersey, which is near Ocean City, which is near Atlantic City.
Wait,
which is not even far from Philadelphia. So if you're in that area, South Jersey, we're going to be there 21st, the day before Thanksgiving, and the 14th will be at Westchester at Lucy's Laugh House. I don't know. I think that's at Lucy's Laugh House.
There's a town in Jersey that's totally
in Somers Point in New Brunswick this Thursday.
And so you fucked your wife last night. We were doing something there.
No, I'm just saying about the Me Too thing. You know, I know everybody thinks like no means no. No don't mean no. I'm here to say more than as clear as I could be. No don't mean no. I tried. She went. I was in bed already because I just got bored. So I'm like, I'm going to go lay down. Maybe I'll go to sleep. It was like midnight. I never go to sleep at midnight. On a Sunday, because I, you know, whatever. The night before Saturday, I was working. I wasn't working as much this Saturday, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. You were banned.
I was working a little bit. Anyway, so then, so I'm laying there, and then she goes to bed, and, you know, she was kind of being nice to me at the end of the night, so I'm like, I feel like I got to make a move just to, as a gentleman.
Sure.
Like, I'm her husband, right?
You think what's wrong with him if you don't.
Yeah, so she thinks I'm gay or she's ugly. Right. So I make a move.
She's got a beautiful wife, though. I remember she's nice.
She's a nice girl.
You fucked her, Mike? I'm kidding, no. Of course.
Like Raging Bull? Fuck my wife?
Hey, what do you mean my wife is
my wife?
So then she goes no. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck anyway. So I'm just doing it. And then plus, if after sex, I usually can't fall asleep. So I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. So I'm like, good. So then I don't know if I fell asleep for a little bit or something. And then I noticed she woke me up when she was rolling or whatever. Then she moved around in the bed. So I'm like, so then I tried again. And this time, no, she's like, all right. She didn't say all right, but she didn't stop me.
Right.
The first time she was like pushing my hand away, you know? This time it was okay, so I'm like, no, don't mean no all the time.
What is your wife's nationality, wise? If you mind me asking?
Don't worry about it, Mike. You have a lot of questions about my wife, don't you? Holy fuck. Why don't you just give her a fucking Twitter handle?
Yeah, exactly.
At Kevin's wife.
Give her a twatter handle.
Yeah, boy. Now we're getting going.
Now we're doing it.
Now we're going on.
You make me lucid on. He makes me lucid on. Yeah,
he's a silly goose.
No, but you're brilliant and he's brilliant because you guys are a great combination.
Yeah, we're slam dunk. That's why I get 2 days a week here.
I need to lose the weight before I can be Costello.
No, but he is Abbott though. Think about that combination.
I don't even know who the fuck's
but Abbott.
Hey,
who am I? My Martin or Lewis?
Oh, you're the big greaseball, big Gindaloon.
You know who we are? We're the guys from. You don't even know this. It's so far back. You remember? No, you don't.
Andy.
Yeah, Amos and Andy.
Step and Treasure?
No, we're the what is that show? Firmware Tonight with Martin Mull and Jerry Hubbard.
Like late 70s, I remember that.
Hey, what was the guy's name? Is Jerry Mull. Hubbard. What's that guy's name? He got busted for being a pervert at a porn place.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mary Hartman, I think it was.
No, it was a spinoff of that. It was Norman Lear came up with it.
Oh, that's
what it was. What was this guy's name? He was in all those Christopher Guest movies.
When they interview, I know not Martin Mull because he's the other one. But the other one is, I know he was also in American Pie. Played the
look like Herb from WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, that was Eugene Levy.
No, that's another guy.
No, that's the dad from American Pie. So I screwed that up. I'm sorry.
Levy's great. I love
He was in Spinal Tap. He was the guy at the naval base.
Yeah. Okay, real family. That's so great. When they interview the Jew gets pulled over in Fernwood, so they interview a Jew.
Enough.
To talk to a Jew. It's fucking hilarious. I actually think Anthony and Opie and you've heard of Opie and Anthony?
No.
They did a show and they kind of went through the episode where he's talking about being a Jew and like asking a question about being a Jew. It's really funny. But
I didn't see that.
Yeah, anyway,
I love the Jews. They helped me so much in this.
Did you last?
Fred Willard.
There you go. Good. Well, things you take on a picnic. Show me potato salad.
When
potato
I think of salad. Fred Willard, I think of Fred Stola.
Fred Stola.
I love Stola. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
How long did you last night?
No, what happened was I was all churned up. So I was like, I was doing everything, you know. And then she was like, just
everything.
I don't know.
Ass eating
works.
And then she goes. And then she. I don't know what she said. Like just fuck me or whatever. Because I think she was like she just wanted to go to sleep.
Right. So you did.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. Like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, less than a minute.
In my head, it's 2 minutes, but in reality, it's probably 40 seconds.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm lasting this long. Yeah. I'm looking at my grandmother playing baseball.
Yeah,
all the shit they tell you to.
Anything.
They're
exactly.
Oh, fucking Iceland. Yeah,
baby's coffin.
Anything I'll make you like.
Full of rotting horse meat.
I'm like, It's so hard. My dick is like, oh my god, this is amazing. I can't get off it in my head. I'm like, my dick is having such a good time. My dick's like a pit bull. You know when a pit bull sees a baby,
it just
wants to attack the baby. That's how my dick is. When it knows it's not supposed to do it, but it still is like, I'm coming. I don't give a
fuck. Can't control.
I don't give a fuck what's happening with your. In my head, I'm like, you got to slow down. But my dick's like, nope.
Yeah, I watch porn and they're like, all right, we're going to do another position. I'm like, another position? I can't barely get through the first half of.
And now I start coming when they're kissing, even with their clothes on. Yeah,
I'm just dripping already.
I don't even see any tea yet. No one's even sucked the guy's balls. I'm already like, oh, this
is.
Anything
with you and girls? Anything? Are you out there at all?
I'm trying to find Mrs. Wright, but I don't know what the hell that is.
I think you find her on Kickstarter.
Yeah. Find her on
at 4 p.m.
Find her on Tinder.
4:01.
Find her on Bumble and Tinder.
Have you used Tinder ever? Have you?
Tinder was kind of psycho. It's all hookers on there and stuff. Really.
Okay.
Oh, you don't say. No, because they used to be all on Backstage, right? Or Backpage. And then they shut that down.
Backstage, like, I'm a whore! Backpage was they got rid of Backpage. I think Eros.com is still around. That's if you really want to. That's if you pay like $2,000 for a hooker.
Here's the thing about hookers. They don't.
What?
You've been with a hooker, right?
Yeah.
It's like they don't.
The hooker brother.
Not really. I think.
You're looking at him. 40
you know
bucks.
What you can say about a hooker, they're not really into it like you want them to be.
Yeah,
you
know it depends.
It depends who they are.
Yeah, when you look like Mike and I, we're, you know, they can't help but fall in love with us.
But you know what, though? But the thing
they're lacking in enthusiasm sometimes.
You know what?
They got to fuck guys for money, so it's like not a great job.
I had sex with a hooker, like, obviously a very long time ago, and I remember, like, I was thrusting into her. I was all coked up, and I looked down, and she had this giant, ropey cesarean scar. I was like, oh, I'm helping a single mom. I felt good about it. I was like, at least, you know, this money's going somewhere.
One girl from Peru that was smoking hot.
Ooh.
She wore a red dress, and she spoke, like, really, like, Spanish action. I was looked up a little bit. Oh, God, oh, my God.
Give it to me, Maya. Rip off that rubber, give it to me, barack. I like a bareback.
Where'd you meet her?
On West 12th and 2nd or 3rd Avenue, I think it was.
You just picked her up? She was hanging around there?
No, this is a whole house, actually.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. And I do
it's
think
a location.
That, no disrespect to your wife, I do think that Latin Americans make the best prostitutes.
Of course.
Because they're more kind of in tune with being.
I love Latin. Latin women are awesome. You're blessed.
Yeah. You could be like a green card thing. Some kind of.
Guatemalan woman, here we come.
Yeah. About that caravan, there's got to be some bitches in that caravan.
You just go down to the border. Just stand there with a bunch of sandwiches.
No, you just. We're even getting. We have one guest and he walks out.
I was like, I've had enough of these Peruvian hooker stories.
He sneezed and then he's like, he woke him up and he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
What third world country do we have to go with some?
Well, that's kind of a funny idea. Like the guys, just lonely guys, just going to the border and be like, hey, I'll marry you.
Yeah. Come on, Vienica.
What do I call what third world country have to go into where they say, you get in my sister for $2, amigo?
it's like when they have those HOV lanes and guys are just hitchhiking. You know what I mean? Because so why wouldn't guys just go down there and then just get even go into Mexico a couple of miles and then meet them before they get to the border?
The Dominican Republic is the place to go for that kind of thing. I've been there. The women are extraordinarily beautiful, and they don't.
We had the Uber home from the car show. The lady was actually Hispanic, you know. I was sitting up front.
Okay.
And she was pretty good looking.
But you know?
For Uber, she was like a 10.
You know
right. And wow.
For Uber driver. So, and I can almost feel my wife's going like, "Don't I know you're getting fucking whatever?" And then So then she says to my wife, sitting in the back seat in the middle. So she says to my wife something in Spanish, like, you speak Spanish, I guess. And then all of a sudden they start talking real fast.
Right.
And then at one point my wife says, oh, the Uber driver says, like, sorry, we're not including you in the conversation. I go, I prefer it that way. You know what I mean? Just talk amongst yourselves, and then I'll sit up here and be whacking my wax.
Yeah. My plantain. Peeling my plantain.
She was like, and then I looked at her. You know, she was wearing the tight fucking yoga pants.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
And then of course, and then they were talking about when we were getting closer to our house. They were talking about, and then after we got out of the car, my wife's like, yeah, her son goes to school. I'm like, of course she's got a son.
Yeah, they can't.
They all have a son. They can't keep the guys off of them.
Their uncles love to rape them.
Yep.
Good times.
No, because the uncle rapes them, and they have a they have a special needs kid, and then
They have a retarded boy.
The thing is, your subtleness is genius because your subtleness is like the senses on Family Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Even Mike, I'm going to take over a ham sandwich after the show if you keep this up. I tell you, hey, he's back.
Yeah, Bob,
where'd you go?
I just had to go to the bathroom.
We need your energy.
I just had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, fair
enough. All right. We did two takes on that. I just have to go to the bathroom. Bobo, this is magical.
It really is a good show.
Still better than Bill Schultz. I was watching Bill Schultz's show today.
Did you enjoy it?
And because I had to do something. I have to do some editing, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh. I have to do some editing on some of our past shows.
Oh, no kidding.
And so I was taking care of that. And then I'm like, oh, and then it said, you know, the button said, like, oh, you want to watch a live show? I go, I do it. Because any live show, I start to jerk off.
Sure, of course. It's Joanne's cute.
Yeah. So, no, I just thought, I didn't know who it was, but I'm like, I see a live show. I'm like, I want to see a live show, you know?
Yeah.
Then it was Bill. It was Bill and Joanne and a couple other people.
Oh, yucking it up.
I don't know how they get guests at fucking 10:30 in the morning on a Monday.
Well, it's, you know,
it's not easy.
People are around, and Bill's got a Rolodex, you know? By the way, I just dated myself, got a Rolodex.
Yeah, but the thing is, between the three of us.
Sure.
How far
and everybody
does our,
listening, and the seven people listening. No,
but the thing is, between the three of us,
yes.
How far does our reach in Hollywood go to bring people in?
Yeah.
What's that?
Between the three of us combined, how much of a reach do we have in Hollywood?
You know what'd be funny? Mike making phone calls, inviting people to do a show in Staten Island.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Staten Island.
No, it's going to be, where is it? Staten Island.
Yeah, it's
hello?
Only 40 minutes from the boat.
I got another call drop.
Yeah,
I got some people who I'm thinking about, but I don't know if they're going to show up.
I got you people you're thinking about.
But didn't Opie come out and do your show, do a show at your house? And where was he headed? To the
my house.
But he was, on his way somewhere?
No. I said, I'd like to do your podcast. He goes, I don't have a podcast for mobile right now.
Okay, but then he bring his producer, or was your producer who was talking to him?
No, my friend Sal Coldenau, we did a podcast together for a while. He was the one that interviewed Opie.
And he had a lot of questions about the ONA saga.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Saga, not faga.
Yes, look, Sal has guts more to me. I didn't ask anything.
So what did you do? You just hung on the pocket, and did you just
listened. He interviewed my mom and stuff, and he asked my...
To Opie?
Yeah, I said...
He did?
You know what I said?
I didn't know that.
My mom is... I said to my mom, Opie, I was a raging alcoholic. He goes, really? She goes, oh, yeah, he was an idiot. That's my mom. My mom loves letting me have it.
And then
you live with your mom?
I live downstairs, actually. Does that count, guys?
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah.
She lives with me.
She moved in with me.
She moved in with me 58 years ago.
Right. How old is
she? She did?
My mom just turned 80.
Wow.
When's her birthday?
April 2nd was her birthday.
My mom's turning 85.
Well, God bless.
Month.
Yeah.
My
mom's 53.
Probably give her a card.
Yeah. To the bestest mom ever. Love. She's like, I wish I said Neil.
I just sent it to Pennsylvania.
Let me ask you something, right? How old is Neil, if you don't mind me asking?
He's 45.
Okay, he's how old was when he started this, though? I mean, seriously.
20, 18.
Well, he just...
He probably met Chappelle when he was 18 or 19.
But was he a stand-up himself? I never met him.
No, he just worked the door at Barry Katz's Boston Comedy.
Oh, okay.
He
lies in his bio. I think he fixed it, but for a while he said he started stand-up when Dave moved to town. But he was just lying. Nobody gives a shit. In showbiz, nobody cares what kind of lies you tell. Because then everyone's... First of all, if you call somebody out in their lies, they're like, how dare you? You know what I mean? So that's what I do, and that's why I'm banned.
Well, good.
Seven
you know
states.
What? Fuck them, because who cares?
I'm like tobacco.
You really are. There's a few places left you can perform.
Yeah, but the best of them are banned. Kinison was banned. All the good guys were
Kinison
banned.
Kinison was not banned for what I did. Kinison was banned because Kinison was paid. Norm Macdonald says this. Kinison, when he did Yuck Yucks, before he was like famous, the guy who ran Yuck Yucks, I don't know what his name is, he would give Kinison a bonus if he walked the whole room. Not some people. Oh. He had to walk the whole room. So can you imagine in this day and age, a club owner's like, you walk the room, I'll give you a bonus. The whole room had to get
never,
walked.
Never.
So he would walk the room because he was controversial. And plus, he would go after women. And he would go after, like, people that were married and couples. Because, you know, being a couple, like, you know, listen, if you're dating somebody, You're fucked. You know what I mean? Now, even looking back, I saw my wife found all these. She was going through her shit. She's not working now, so she's going through closets. She's like, has all these wedding pictures. My wife, on her wedding day, she looked real hot. I was like, I could see how I got duped. You know what I mean? I definitely got duped. She looked great. She was like, we look like fucking, I don't know what we look like. But I look good. She looked good. I was like, yeah, I could see that. You know, we got along good. But then you're like, for the rest of your life, like, Kinison knew, like, well, Kinison's crazy anyway. But, you know, marriage don't really work long term. It works short term.
No.
But once you have kids, and then once you have kids, and you're like, oh, we're going to have kids and live the American dream. But then once you're doing it, you're like, holy fuck, these kids never leave. I got to fuck the same wife every night. I mean, not every night, but yeah, give the other side.
To revisit Sam Kinison, to walk an entire room, you have to do crowd work, right? That's not material.
Well, yeah, to walk the entire room, I mean, it sounds like a bit of a fucking made-up story. I'd say it sounds a bit, because it's almost impossible to walk the room because someone's going to stay.
Right. Oh,
yeah. I mean, you basically got to berate them to fucking leave.
There's,
you know what I mean?
One guy left.
Yeah, but just a person.
He's trying all kinds of insults.
Yeah, but Norm.
You fucking N-word. You fucking F-word. The other F-word. You
mother,
fucking...
I hope your mother dies and yeah. fucking get
yeah, you can't. Do you have to get that guy to call in?
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know what, though? But, what do you call it? Norm is a, Norm don't take any bullshit from people either.
Norm does. Norm's a gigantic cock. On Twitter, Norm's a bit of a tough guy, but
I thought he's
everybody's
my,
on
I
Twitter,
thought he,
huh?
Norm be like, fuck you, I'm Norm McDonald.
No,
like,
Norm's not really? Like that at all. Norm's
Ronald like, McDonald's like that.
Norm's an idiot. Norm doesn't stand up to anybody.
Who do you know, seriously, right?
I know everybody.
There's guts that'll say, fuck off, I'm this in this.
I can't think of anybody.
Not too many, really, right?
Can't think of anybody. Because everyone's going to back down.
Andrew Dice Clay would tell you.
Yeah, Dice Clay, I guess, but everybody says he's an asshole. Everybody,
he's not, though. He's,
remember he cried on a video? Remember he cried?
And that was real.
But that was a real, that he was an actor?
He was doing comedy like 12 years.
He's like, I'm a character or whatever.
Because yeah, you get your ass handed to you, then you get a little bit like, oh, this is fucked up.
No, but
even like I said, even with my podcast, it's called Burning Bridges. It's called, you know, Misery Loves Company. Like, you know, I shit on a lot of people, but it's like, and then I'm like, well, nothing's going to happen to me. And then shit happens to you. You're like, I guess it was going to happen to me. You know, I knew something was going to happen to me, but I just didn't know what. I didn't know if someone's going to have me whacked.
Yeah, but it's not like they're going to prevent you from fucking getting into anything gigantic. They can't.
Yeah, I'm banned from Netflix. I'm banned from Netflix.
No, that is gigantic. I'm sorry.
Mike's actually hiding behind Brian.
Yeah, right? Not easy.
But you don't need that. You don't
need a wide shot, please.
Netflix doesn't matter anymore. I'll say it here. Netflix doesn't matter. They did that degenerate show. There's like five or six comics. Yeah. And it's like, it's, you know, I went to someone's Twitter who was on the thing, and she's like, thank you. It's just like, it's just like, she's like thanking people individually. And if people can, you know what I mean? That's what you can do on Twitter. But like, I can just tell from that it's just like, people don't give a shit. There's too much content. Fucking Paul Verzey put out an hour on Comedy Central on Friday at 12:30 in the morning. And that's like the Bill Burr production thing. So I see Paul Verzey on Tuesday or whatever. I go, congrats on the thing. I go, you're doing a lot of press. He goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I go, what time? I thought it was on 11 on Friday. He goes, no, 12:30. I go, Bill Burr can't even tell them to go fuck themselves, because that was the whole idea. That he's a big name, and he can at least tell Comedy Central, no, you give us good times. 12:30. Who's 12:30?
You're going to run it 7-8 times.
No, it's available, but 12:30? Like, you don't release a fucking thing on 12:30, because it's like they're almost like nobody's going to watch it because nobody gives a fuck, because they go on Netflix. And also, I was thinking today on the way in, Netflix is all about now. You know, the whole thing of like, I'm doing a bit now, like, women won't fuck you. You got to
take doing that bit.
You got to take them on the train. You got to take them somewhere. Netflix is also about, you know how gay guys that you don't—they don't need to—they'll just fuck a guy in a park, they'll blow a guy in a park.
Yeah, I do.
Women don't do that. Women, you got to take them to the movies, you got to take them to a comedy show, and also Netflix. Netflix is perfect for women because while they're waiting to get in a good mood, they can watch 1,700 different shows. So it's all about that. So, but I'm saying like the Paul Verzey thing, 12:30 is too late, and it's available. He said it's going to be available for a month online, but it's like when it comes out, you can't do 12:30 because it's like they're not going to wait till 12:30. He goes 11:30 Central. So all those fucking farmers who live in Iowa, they can get it earlier at 11:30. But otherwise, it makes no sense. And I thought Bill Burr would go, fuck it, give us good times or else we're not doing a deal here, you know?
The thing is, even they give him a hard time. I don't know what level you got to be at for them fucking...
No, he could have taught him suck his dick, suck his fucking red dog dick, right. But he didn't. And again, it's like he probably got his money. I'm not saying he did anything wrong. And Paul Verzey, you know, it's like, but 12:30 is too late. By 12:30, everyone's done or fucking or, you know, or they're drunk or high. 12:30 is too late, but it's like there's too much fucking content. So I'm hoping Louis C.K. gets his own fucking production company. And then I'll say, Louis, can you produce my special? Because right. that would be juicy.
Yeah.
Because I would get resistance. People would be like, why are you working with him? I go, because I'm a jerk off too.
There you go. Jerk off productions.
Jerk off productions. Jerk off genius.
Cum sweat productions.
Cum sweat productions. No, I actually asked Louie. I don't know if I could. I asked, this is our 99th episode. Our 100th is Monday, as Wednesday. I didn't even know that until I was editing these shows.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
And so I asked Louie, I asked Louie yesterday, can you come on my show and just come in and like we'll have like a cake, like 100 on it, and we'll blah, and you can sing happy birthday or whatever. And you just come on and not talk. And just because everybody wants to get him as the guest on the show, you know?
Right.
So I thought it'd be funny. Louis just shows up and he just sits there. Then he leaves, or maybe brings the cake and then he leaves like he's a fucking delivery man.
Ice cream cake.
And then he goes, he says it's a great idea, but I can't do it. So I cried.
Yeah.
No, but he said he's not going to do any of this shit now because he's too much. He's toxic.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if he did his, he started his own production company and he's going to have to. And then once he releases a special, everyone will look at it because everyone's going to want to know what the fuck he's talking about. And then maybe I'll say, Louis, can I be on your fucking on your label or whatever? That's how business is anyway, right?
I'm looking at you
like the porn business, but it's like that's the record business has been doing that for years where the people get sick of the fucking distribution and they start their own label.
Payola.
The Beatles started their own label because everyone gets sick of everybody gets sick of the fucking deal they get. So if you're on Netflix, who would get more attention? Being on Louis' label or get another Netflix fucking thing?
Oh.
In January or in February, they're going to release 57 specials in one day.
Oh.
And that'll be a big deal for Netflix, but who's going to watch your fucking thing?
It's too saturated.
Let's start our own label, Paul. I don't think we should be with these guys anymore.
Is that Ringo or George?
I can't really tell.
Ringo had the best accent.
No, because he was a caveman movie.
No, because he was the dumbest. He's still married to that fucking Barbara Bach. Remember?
Like 19.
I used to jerk off to her fucking furiously. She was in Playboy. She was her, and I remember just jerking off to her like wildly. I never liked the blondes. You know, I liked the fucking Asians, Asian.
Yeah.
And they didn't have Dominicans back then. But then I was going back to the point about the Uber driver. My wife goes, she asked my wife, I could say, you know, I knew because my wife goes, Panama. And then my wife goes, you're Dominican?
There you go.
Or she's asked the driver, and she goes, yeah, Dominica. And I was like, oh, fucking, yeah, I came right then.
Here's 5 stars of jizz for your fucking face.
And then she made her bad turn. I didn't get a chance to review her.
She's like, ba-da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I told her to go one way, and then she made a turn anyway. And then you're like, oh, what are you
doing?
Walking Hyundai brakes on the
car. I just realized that is a good point. Louis C.K.'s fucking label will get more fucking traction than a Netflix thing. Because, you know, people just get the resistance on it alone will bring a lot of fucking eyes.
Saturated. That's what it is. Yeah. Too much stuff out there.
So if you get on Comedy Central, they release it at 12:30. It's just fucking dumb. It's dumb for Comedy Central.
People watch it in rotation DVR.
They watch it, but it's still when it comes out. Comedy Central is not known for like what Netflix is, where you just look to see what's available. Comedy Central, it's available, but you don't know it's available because you go to Netflix to see what's streaming forever, you know, where Comedy Central might do it for like a month or whatever. Back in the day, they would just air it and then they would air it. I remember Pete Corielli came out with one and then they aired it like it came out on Friday and then they aired it again like late Saturday night. And then if it didn't do good numbers, they would just fucking, that was the end of it. If it did good numbers, they would keep putting it out. But they're learning, but still it's like, Bill Burr's a big name.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to be in business with him, treat his fucking boys better, you know? Don't give him a 12:30 in the morning fucking.
Almost as big as Aaron Burr.
Yeah, you're right. I never made the association. Maybe they're related.
Maybe. I don't know. George Hamilton is not related to the guy from Hamilton. I learned that the hard
way. Real?
He's not. Not
he was in the gay blade, though, wasn't he?
George Hamilton. The gay blade. Which Bill?
That's Bill Schultz's dad's favorite movie. His whole family used to sit around every Christmas and love each other and watch the gay blade.
Well, did you guys centipede?
Did you guys live in California for a while?
Right? Yeah, I did, for sure.
I was a surfer.
Yeah, but how would
never pro?
How would West Coast Bochetti do? I think they would get me out there. I'd get work out there. I think
you'd be like a Joey Diaz out there because you've got New York credibility.
You got an agent, Mike, in L.A.?
No,
No. Well, this guy's going to do a basement show with, like, Rupert Pupkin. What do you think he's going to do? Fucking think he's going to
do. Mike put on Facebook, he goes, hey, my L.A. peeps, anybody, you think I should move out there and be like a whatever. I don't know what your strategy was.
No, but the thing is,
LA is not a great answer.
But
you can get plenty of work if you're hung. If you're hung like a mule, you can get plenty of work if you get what I mean.
So you're saying he will get a lot of work or he won't?
Oh, I'll
if he's hung
work.
Like a mule, he'll get a lot of work.
Is he or not? You've seen him in a shower.
Oh, you
I've
bastard.
Never seen him. I don't know.
You've been into the Staten Island YMCA.
We're not gay. Yeah. We're not fucking
basement. That basement show is taking on a whole different direction.
They just sit there with their fucking dicks hanging out.
Yeah, but can I do a Barry Cash impression?
That's how the business works. One broad finds out you're hung like a mule, you're recruited for porn.
You're right.
Can I
worked in porn, this guy.
Yeah, I did. I had a girl from Philadelphia. Sorry, Mike, I'll give you the mic in a minute. A girl from Philadelphia that I know, she moved out to L.A. with a boyfriend, and she was, like, hot, and she was going to do porn. But she was, like, a Philadelphia 8. But she was, like, on all the posters for Club Risque and Downtown Philly and everything. Yeah. But she moved out to L.A. All of a sudden, she's, like, an L.A. 5.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend's got this giant cock. So he started getting all this work.
Yeah.
And then she got pissed off. So
what a whore.
I know, what a whore. So, sorry, Mike, you have the...
Can I interview Brendan's Barry Cash? I love that.
Oh, sure.
Part of the show.
A-Kev.
Role playing.
A-Kev, I'm at Dane's house now, putting shrimps in the Barbie, baby. What do you call it? Neil's on the way over. Let's have some burgers and
chill back. How about Jay Moore? Is Jay Moore there?
I love Jay, but I like him.
Now you're out of character.
Jay decided to, what do you call it?
Yes, and.
Jay decided to 86 me for the day. I don't know.
Why. Jay would never leave Barry. Jay's very loyal. Jay Moore is very loyal.
You know, I did his podcast.
Stay with him. If all the people that Barry had stayed with him, he'd be the biggest manager in show business. Dave
Jay
Chappelle.
I love
Louis
Jay.
CK.
Very nice to me.
I don't know who else, but he had a lot of people.
Jay,
and everybody back in when comedy's Boston Comedy opened, he had everybody.
Did he have you?
He had me colleges. He had me strictly colleges. Yeah, actually, I turned him down at one point.
What do you call it? I got the University of Arkansas. Can you come over in 10 minutes and pick up the?
You know what Barry used to do? Barry used to if Dave Chappelle would cancel a gig. He wouldn't tell the college they were canceling.
Oh,
he would have Keith Robinson and Tony Woods in the area. And then he would be like, oh, bad news. Dave Chappelle canceled last minute. But Keith is driving through Columbus, Ohio, as luck would have it.
What does Chappelle write anyway?
They would always grab him. But then that's how he got in trouble with Chappelle, because somebody that Chappelle was friendly with, they contacted Chappelle. And they go, did you just cancel today? He goes, no, I canceled that months ago. And then it got back, and then he fired Barry.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Is that a good story or no?
I mean, I was on the edge of my seat.
Hey, Mike, it's Barry. I'm going to bring you guys out.
Who else do you do? Do you do Pacino or De Niro?
Oh, what do you call it? Not recently, no.
Kevin Spacey?
Spacey's banned.
No, you can't do Kevin. You want to do Kevin Spacey? Maybe put your cock in your mouth.
Kevin Spacey was the best. He goes, yeah, I'm a freak, but I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm gay. I hugged a 13-year-old boy.
If I get busted, I should have told that to... so-and-so at a certain comic club. You know I had a hernia?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, how's the hernia?
He actually knew I had a hernia. The fucked up about the hernia, Mike.
I'm yawning. I'm like...
I know. Why? You know you're doing good. I never saw that Tonight Show. Johnny would sit there with four guests, and then one would let out a big yawn. Okay. George Gobel will let out a big yawn.
Looks over at Danny, oh, fuck. God.
Danny DeVito.
Thank you. Sure. I was thinking of the other guy, Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise.
Dom needs a nap. Yes! Dom needs a nap!
Dom was great.
Booger sugar from Doc Stevens.
They all did blow, right? Dom DeLuise?
Yeah, for sure they did. Yeah, everybody did coke.
How's whatchamacallit doing? Johnny Depp, speaking of coke.
I think he
went through a lot of money. That's the problem with coke. No matter.
I don't think it was coke with him. He's an alcoholic, or is he a big
drinker? He buys houses and stuff.
He gets drunk and buys houses.
He
drinks like $3,000 bottles of wine, like 10 a day. Like, that's going to catch up with you.
First of all, that's good to get the bitches, but I mean, after the first glass, all wine tastes the same. Am I right, Mike?
I don't know.
Put some ice in it?
Day, yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
I forgot where I was.
Say something?
Yeah, about what?
I don't know. We're talking about Johnny Depp for a second there for some reason.
Who before that?
Yeah, but Depp bought a castle in France, I think.
Yeah, more of a chateau.
Oh, I'm saying if you drink and do a lot of drugs, you go through money, even if you're rich.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you make bad decisions. Plus, drugs and alcohol are not free, right, Brian?
If he does, no, they're not. If only. I tell you, though, you go to Argentina, the cocaine is very inexpensive, I've been told.
About the women.
Oh, the women.
Remember that Secret Service got in trouble for, I forget where they were, but I think they were in South America somewhere.
In Colombia.
Yeah, and they were, like, got in trouble for, like, getting hookers and...
coke and shit.
Like, what do you expect? Like, first of all, the guy's job sucks. He has to, like, take a bullet for the president.
Right.
And then he's not gonna blow off a little steam every once in a while when when he's in fucking Colombia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those beautiful fucking brown asses, yeah, boys and girls.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, no, just girls.
Sucking those balls all day.
If you just see them from behind, pun intended,
yep,
then you don't know if it's a boy or a girl, right? You just start licking that ass, and then you go around to the taint,
yep,
and you're like, oh, well, I'm already here.
We are.
Might as well make a delivery.
You guys are more demented than I thought.
When you're a Cracker Barrel, have the ham
salad. It's called wrapping it up, Mike.
Yeah, this is wrapping up with gay stuff, Mike. Let's all play truth or dare. I dare you.
Gay pornography.
Touch my dick.
Bubba, what are you going to do from here? Go get a donut?
Yeah, probably. I'll probably go watch Anthony's show.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I will, too.
It's right here.
maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go home because I feel like it really is like a weird moment for me because I'm like, I got no spots tonight. And, you know, I mean, I the other clubs all book in advance, so I didn't know this was all going to be happening.
Could you bump somebody? I would imagine a gentleman of your stature in the
club. No, but then, like, I don't really have a lot of new stuff. That's the problem. I'm trying to work on new stuff. And then it's like, because I don't want to just bump somebody with the same fucking jokes. I don't want to do them anymore. You know what I mean? I need new jokes. But then I was at this other club, we'll call it Dangerfields.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing new stuff there that stuff had been working downtown. And then they get a kind of more mainstream out of town audience, and they weren't really buying it. So I'm like, well, I should just kill myself, right?
Yep. Dangerfield is more touristy now, still.
It's touristy, so they don't get like the more hipper jokes or the more edgier jokes, you know.
Like a Lenny Bruce type.
Yeah. But I'm going that direction. I might as well just embrace it instead of trying to be a nice guy, right?
Your tax returns up there and stand there. It's not even trying to be funny.
What do you mean?
Remember at the very end of his career, Lenny Bruce?
He
would read court transcripts. Like of
Lenny
all,
Bruce?
Yeah, Lenny Bruce, yeah. You ever
It is cool getting in trouble, but it's not cool like the bottom line. It doesn't help your bottom line.
No, the finance part of it is.
Yeah.
Can you go on the road? Can you just go out
there? But the problem was I told my agent that, you know, when my wife was working, I said, I got to kind of stay here because if I went out of town, my wife had to fucking get these days off, and it was like a big pain in the ass and with the fucking kids and everything. And now I told her, I go, listen, you know, blah, 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 I'm in trouble at certain clubs and, you know, and my wife's not working. And she goes, well, you just told me. I go, and that's why I'm telling you now.
Right.
That's why I'm correcting it. That's why I'm updating my status.
And then also you have this show, and then you have Wednesday, and then you have Thursday, so it's hard to...
Yeah, between my wife working, and then I didn't, you know, and then it was going to be exhausting, and then I got to go out of town, then I can't, you know, so whatever. So now I'm looking... It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine, but in the meantime, I feel like that guy from fucking Dirty Harry, where I'm like, I should just get a gun, right?
No.
Would you get a gun and shoot yourself?
Huh?
Hang yourself, like with a
rubber. No, I'm not gonna kill myself. I'll kill somebody else.
And then have them kill you. That's the move.
No. I'll just kill them and then I'll go to jail.
Okay. And then live in jail.
Three hots and a cot.
You're a piece of pussy in jail. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't last 10 minutes.
Well, I wouldn't.
Oh no, you'd be farting out black cum.
they didn't try to fuck you while you were there?
No, I was in.
It really is called a wrap up, Mike. We're going real hacky.
Yeah, I was in county jail. I shared a cot with my best friend. So
your best.
We tugged each other a little bit.
You guys had your own room?
No. We had our own cot, and it was.
You had to share a cot.
Beds 40. It was 20 beds, 45 guys.
So you're in a big room.
Big jail cell. Yep.
Whoa. So it was the big prison gangbang you were in.
Oh, if only, Bobo. You
could have done
lips to God's ears.
Could have done an auto show there. It was so big.
Get in the zone. Auto zone.
Yeah, but when I picture jail prison, I picture scared straight. Now you're my woman, bitch. Look, this big guy like.
That is a way to keep guys from not getting raped. You put them in a big room with a bunch of other guys, right? But then they're all going to fuck each other? Is that what they...
Well, usually the gay stuff would happen in prison, not really jail. Jail's like where you go to get bailed out and processed and that kind of thing. It's like a county jail. I mean, if you're gay, if you're in jail and you're like, I haven't had a piece of pussy in 3 days, I'm going to suck a guy's dick, you're probably pretty gay to begin with. You know what I mean?
How long you think you'd wait? You'd hold out, Mike?
I'd rather die than go there, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're that against it?
Yeah, I don't. I just want to go there.
I get my dick sucked by a guy in jail after like 4 or 5 years.
Be like, all right, like, there's nothing on Netflix.
Yeah, come on, exactly. My iPad's not working. My Wi-Fi's horrible here.
Wi-Fi stinks.
I'm in the hole. So why don't I get into another hole?
Not bad.
It's not bad. Nice segue. Yeah, should we do plugs? Is it time?
Yeah, let's do plugs. Okay, speaking of holes.
It's 4 p.m. I'll be on in the go-go on Mike Buscetti. You'll see more information about that then. And that's it.
So Google, everybody, Google Mike Buscetti. What's it called? Go Indigo?
At 4 and 20 and 30 and 34 minutes.
Yeah, 34 minutes, Google it. It'd be so great if you broke the internet and all this, like, the cables melted and stuff and, like, smoke.
What's your 5-year plan, Mike, for real?
Just start writing stuff and hopefully get stuff out there and own stuff.
Are you doing a lot of stand-up?
I hate stand-ups now.
Why?
It's tough to get on. They're bullshit. The nightmares are fucking I don't trust anybody in this, and they're all assholes.
Okay.
That's what he says when he introduces himself to him.
Yeah. So I have these free tickets to next.
But you're like a one liner guy, right? With stand up.
Yeah, but you know what?
It's kind of funny though. It's funny
Robert
to watch.
Klein.
No, he's more like 8 lines.
No, but Klein is a good guy. I love Klein.
But your act is it's an acquired taste, I guess. But it's funny. It's definitely funny.
But the thing is,
if I was headlining, I think I would bring you with me.
It'd be fun. I'd love to work with you because the thing is,
it's a different kind of an act.
You just brought him out of retirement.
Today?
You decided, love you. Okay, I'll never do stand up again. You go, I have a headline. You go, all right, I'm in. I'm back. They pull me back in.
Well, only Chardon
was out.
Only Chardon people can pull me back in. He's
gotcha. Right.
It's a special.
Yep. All right. What do you have on Twitter or anything else like that? Or
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Any names?
He's just
a fan.
I'm on a thing called Anchor.fm.
Anchor.
Anchor, like the anchor in a ship.
Yeah, Paul Anka.
I started my own podcast. I did a couple of them by myself.
Oh, I was going to watch it.
It's called Tough Guys Real and
Free. Yeah, how many episodes have you done?
Two.
I think I was going to listen to one, was the intro long? Because I think something happened.
It's on anchor.fm.
Yeah, wait, is that a new thing?
Yeah, it's like an app.
How are you going to all the new things?
That's where maybe that's something to catch fire there. Where everybody else is, they're all saturated.
She's got a good point.
So you're saying you're shitting on iTunes because there's too much action there.
Too much. The thing is, think about it. How many specials, all these things.
How'd you even hear about this?
Online. I'm always looking at stuff online to see what's happening.
Yeah, so,
looking
for so am I.
No, but there's always stuff out there. There's always ways to hook up. There's always, who knows.
It's more in stuff like youngboys.com.
Rentboys.net.
Or cum.com.
Cumfarts.az. It's Arizona website.
It's called a wrap up.
It's got a wrap up.
Yeah, but no, because I'm just curious what people are thinking out there. Yeah. So you always go to a different thing because
Started writing a blog called Buscetti's World. Nice. WordPress.
Okay, all right.
WordPress.
He's thinking out of the box.
I don't give a shit. You know why? Because I have balls. I'm not afraid. And
you live with your mom.
Yes.
If I live with my mom, I'd be like, fuck everybody. My mom made me lasagna. I don't need you motherfuckers. I have no overhead. No. Everything's paid. And I'm living on the edge.
I pay everything. I pay rent still.
Okay.
You pay rent to your mom? Yep. How much?
I pay a lot of rent. I'm like $8.47 at the end of the month.
Are you the only tenant of hers?
No, we have the whole family's there still.
The whole family? Wait. You have your whole family living in the house you grew up in?
You all pay rent?
I grew up in, but
you all pay rent?
The whole family.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm one of 5 children.
Wow, and they're all still
live
in
there?
House?
4 out of 5.
It must be delicious lasagna.
Your mom's probably like, oh my God, I'm 80. Someone move out.
She really is like that, I'm telling you.
She is that frustrated?
She's like, what do you call it? She's like, what did I ever do to have this happen?
Somebody did move out? Who moved out?
My sister has her own house and a husband. They're the most successful ones out of all.
That's how you know your success in the Buscetti family, if you actually move away from your mom.
Right.
This guy's making it.
You're out of that duplex on the Valley Heights.
She's still in Staten Island?
Staten Island's like an episode of Leave It to Beaver. It's all suburban, all that fucking.
Yeah, but is she still in Staten Island?
Yes.
Or you still see her?
I live with her. I'm downstairs.
No, your sister who moved away.
Oh, no, she lives about 7 or 8 miles away.
That's crazy talk. 7, 8 miles. The traffic, that might take half an hour. What if there's an emergency? Is she the only daughter?
No, I have another sister, too.
And she lives there, too?
She was married, but her husband passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she moved back in with the house, or she was always there?
You guys all get along, or is it kind of like...
It's kind of weird sometimes.
Okay. Wow, there's more to this.
Why don't you do a show about that? Just your family.
Why don't we find out about this now, at the very end of the show here? This is like a white Wu-Tang Clan.
It should be a hit reality show. It'd be even bigger than the Kardashians.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep put the cameras in the house and just see you guys interacting. Is your mom in good health?
Yes.
So what's going to happen if...
She has heart disease and leukemia, but...
Other than that, she's doing good.
Other than that, Miss Lincoln, how'd you enjoy the play?
Oh, my God.
No, but is she responsible for feeding you? Like, does she make meals and stuff?
I make my own stuff. Actually, I'll send her to, she'll go out,
Send her to the store? Don't you going to say?
Do you have your own room?
Yeah, I have a nice Bush Jenny's basement. It's cool, actually.
And none of your other siblings, they're all on other floors.
How many bedrooms does the house have?
Do you guys have a bell? Do you have a bell? If you want breakfast, you ring the bell?
Like Downton Saddy.
This is 2018. They use cell phones to call each other.
Right. Ah, I see. You text your mom?
Mom, call
me. This oatmeal's cold.
Yeah. She don't know how to text, though. She only thinks
you call this eggs Benedict?
Oh my God!
I can't believe we just found out about this.
Mike, this is genius.
Keep it quiet. That's why.
All right.
What do they do? Are they in show business?
No, they actually, none of them even came close to it.
They tried. They couldn't.
No, they hate
missing
it.
A boat to Manhattan. The goddamn ferry.
40 minutes away.
Goddamn ferry. If I could just get there, it's like that. What's that movie with a
no, but they did
Harrison Ford?
No, but they did want to be.
Where the girl lived in Staten Island?
Oh, a working girl.
Yeah, working girl. They're like, all we got to do, it's right there. All we got to do, buildings.
But they did get excited and get a little starstruck when I got some stuff happening here and there.
Yeah, when you work with Artie?
Show, my whole family came on.
So your mom came on.
Did they come downstairs looking for money?
No, you know what I said to my mom? I said on Artie's TV show, this is my mom, the woman who created me. Without a beat, she turns around and says, I wouldn't tell that to too many people if I were you.
Your mom said that on Artie's show?
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a hit. All right, we got to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right, so go to my website. I got a gig this Thursday. I'll pick up some gigs on the weekend, but I got a gig this Thursday. Stress Factory next week. Lucy's Laugh Lounge, somewhere in Westchester, New York.
The two of you,
tri-state area, and then the following week I'll be in with Gino and Aaron. And Lucy's where I meet Gino and Aaron. And then the following the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we'll be at Summers Point at Josie. I'm going to get the Twitter because I'm doing Gino's show this Wednesday. So I told him they're going to have Twitter by then. So we'll plug it again there. God bless. 99.99 show.
Thank you guys for having me.
No, we're not done. He's got to do his plug. He's got to give away a ticket. Could nobody call to get a free ticket?
Nobody want a ticket.
Prankster did, but that's about it.
Who did?
A prankster. Prankster. That's how.
Just remember, it's Laugh Recite Gotham Comedy Club this coming Monday, the 12th. Robert Klein.
Maybe Robert Klein's doing so bad he just can't sell tickets. Maybe he's going to come and do new stuff.
He could have sold out. I don't even know. I was given some tickets to promote either.
I know, but go ahead.
Various platforms. Remember, it's at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. And if you want to just DM me on Twitter, then I can arrange for the tickets. But kindly know that we're not paying for transportation.
What, free tickets?
Exactly.
Yeah, so he's looking for
business
people.
Business class tickets.
For people to get can just take the train.
It's also like there's a two-drink minimum, but tickets are $40 at the minimum. But now if you get these tickets, no minimum, just come to the show. It doesn't matter.
There's a minimum still.
A minimum. No, there isn't. Not with these. Not with these golden tickets.
They get free tickets and no minimum? That's fucked up. Well, the club's going
to
get mad.
I bet the
club is still going to have a minimum.
I'll have to see about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bobo. You guys were the best.
Bobo.
Shout out to Mike Boschetti's mom. Holy fuck.
Yeah, poor woman.
I actually had something idea. My dad moved back home. My dad doesn't live there. My dad died a couple of years ago.